Westlock. The Westlock and District Community Hall is the recipient of 100 Women Who Care funding and has received $8,200. Hall Board President Kyron Saborin made the presentation at the March 15 meeting, noting that, like many other organizations, the pandemic was tough on the facility with continued costs, but no revenues coming in. He noted heating and utilities costs, insurance, and other maintenance concerns, including boiler issues for heating the hall, over $5,000 in the past month alone, while unused kitchen equipment dried out. The biggest issue currently is the pizza oven, which is not repairable, and no used unit is available. They hope to replace it with a stacking unit of two ovens at a cost of just over $8,600, not counting installation, which Saborin said he'll personally cover. Saborin noted the hall is run by a board of 9 members, who have taken on the role of management and caretaking duties for the past 4 months to help improve the financial situation. The funding will be used to upgrade the equipment, specifically the ovens in the kitchen. Christine Chamzuk, representing Pickardville Hall, and Janice Timkow, representing the Pembina North Community Fundraising Association, were the other two groups seeking money from the 100 Women Who Care and will be invited to present again at future meetings. To date, 100 Women Who Care has awarded $229,600 to various community volunteer groups the area since the fall of 2016. The next meeting will be held June 21, and while membership currently stands at 82, organizers are hoping more will become involved. Each member of the group provides $100 for each of the quarterly meetings or $400 per year, plus a small administration fee. Women interested in joining can email 100wquestlock@gmail.com or call Denise Ducharme at 780-349-0302, Denise Boulris at 780-307-1599 or Tammy Round at 780-307-1235. Les Dunford, TownandCountryToday.com.